Hey, I'm Damon Davis, and welcome to One-on-One. You know, in the book of Matthew, we find that Jesus had come down from a mountain, and great multitudes, the Bible says, followed him. That's a lot of people. What were they following? Was it his teaching? Absolutely. But there was something more. And the Bible says that, behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. These people, they were following miracles. Well, today, that's what this program is about. Today, I want to invite you to do the very same thing, to attract your own miracle, to see it come to pass in your life. And guess what? A chance to release it in the life of someone else. Are you ready for a miracle? I know that you are. Have you been praying for one, believing for one, saying, God, I need you to show up in my life today? Well, you're going to discover it here on today's show. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In you are talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. So what happened that our joy has been replaced with sorrow, our happiness has been replaced with depression, contentment, and our comfort has been replaced with loneliness? Maybe your health has been replaced with sickness and disease. So the question is, where is our faith in this God that the Bible says can move mountains in our life? Well, today we're going to lift the lid on this thing called a miracle. What is it? Does it exist? Is it real? You might be challenged to believe that today, because you've been praying and believing and maybe fasting and waiting for God and this miracle to show up in your life. It's nowhere to be found. Well, I'm going to challenge you that if you need breakthrough in your life today, and you're going to find it on today's program, because today we're going to meet an American speaker and author, life coach, who many are calling the spiritual advisor to Hollywood's own. Tim Story is his name. And he's touching these world shakers like Robert Downey Jr. and Natalie Cole and Charlie Sheen and so many more. So if you need a miracle, if you know someone who needs a miracle, then you don't want to miss a minute of today's show. In fact, I would challenge you to text someone, call someone, Facebook someone, tell them that their breakthrough, that the impossible circumstance they're facing is about to be confounded, that their logic, their reason, the yoke that's been gripping them is about to be broken, that the grip in their life, in their marriage, and addiction, their health, whatever it is, they're about to get ahead, that their disbelieving is about to become believing, that they are a champion. And I'm going to tell you this, that you can open the windows, the doors, stand on the rooftop and shout that my miracle that I've been waiting for is happening, because God is about to show up in your life right now. Let's go straight into this interview with Tim Story and become miracle releasers today. Tim Story, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good to see you.
It's an honor. Of course, I have heard about you for years, but I did not realize how much you were doing now to impact so many lives, people that are prolific leaders, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But people from all walks of life are discovering something that we're going to discover on today's program, you're going to discover, and that is that the miracle working power of God is still alive and well in this century.
It is. You know, one third of Jesus' ministry was healing people, so he's a miracle working God.
Brother, you have been around some of the pioneers of faith and the ministry of healing for many, many years. Tell us about that. Tell the viewers so they can have an understanding, a glimpse into who Tim Story really is.
I was raised in the Pentecostal church at age 4, the Assemblies of God in Los Angeles, California. And when I saw people moving in the Spirit, I always wanted to know more about it. When I began to immerse myself into signs and wonders, I began to question, how come more people aren't used in healing?
Sure.
I mean, sure, you saw the Latter-day movement in the 40s and 50s, and then came Catherine Kuhlman in the 70s, people like John Wimber in the 80s, Benny Hinn, 70s and the 80s. But really, there's a gigantic vacuum in miracles and people flowing in miracles.
These were men and women that saw miracles that, well, most people watching would imagine would only be found in some sci-fi movie.
Right.
We're talking about people who are blind that would see, people that were deaf that could suddenly hear. I mean, modern day miracles, just like we read about in the Old Testament and New Testament. Am I right?
Exactly. See, definition, miracle is a supernatural intervention of God into the natural affairs of men. So a miracle is a wonder. It's a marvel. It's not common. It's not standard. But where we have gone wrong is we thought that just a few people are miracle workers.
Sure.
By gifting, that someone has a gifting of miracles, and therefore they're almost as someone who's elite. But that's not the Jesus style. I believe someone can be taught to work the works of Jesus. If you look at it today, with right around 7 billion people on the planet,
yeah.
If you have 5 well-known people being used in signs and wonders, we've got problems.
We do.
But there are around 700 million charismatic Pentecostal Christians. And I did say that, 700 million.
Wow.
Could you imagine if 700 million caught on into the Jesus style and we started walking as Jesus walked to see what Jesus saw, and that's signs and wonders.
Nobody would be sick. No one would be broken down. They probably wouldn't be distressed and depressed and bank accounts empty. I mean, maybe it's a relationship today. You know, maybe it's the careers off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is more than just your eyes opening, your ears suddenly hearing.
Right.
Healing is the total body, the total man. Am I correct?
That's correct. We can reverse this thing. It's not going to be easy.
Sure.
But we've got 700 million people to work with.
Wow. That's a lot of people that should be discovering this miracle working power inside them. And tell them you're on a mission to help us discover that. You have seen the miracle working power of God your entire life.
But I've been very fortunate. You know, I went to the Oral Roberts Ministers Conference when I was 20, and this guy named Dr. Morris Cirillo saw me.
Wow.
And he called me over, and he says, while you were walking across the restaurant, God spoke to me and said, you're going to be a great man of God. So at 20 years of age, he took me to Nigeria the first time, and I spoke to 14,000 people, because that's all the place would see.
Goodness.
And then after that, it was historic because he took me around the world starting at age 20.
So you worked side by side
with Morris Cirillo to start with.
With one of the greatest miracle-working prophets.
Yes.
And of our day.
And learned things. And I saw the experience of all these miracles happening. We had 85,000 people in Indonesia. I was 25 years of age. He let me speak 2 nights. When I saw these things, and then Oral Roberts got a hold of me at 24 and a half. I mean, I was with the legends. If you want to know rock and roll, hang out with Mick Jagger. If you want to know basketball, hang out with Michael Jordan.
If you want to know healing, you hang. So you went from Morris Cirillo, a titan, to now.
To then Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts. Tell me if I may. You saw the miracle working power of God now.
Yes.
Through you. You saw it.
Yeah.
You experienced it with 2 incredible titans, and now you are working in the supernatural, speaking to crowds globally.
Right.
Thousands of people that are come out desperate and broken down seeking breakthrough in their body.
Yeah.
From God's miracle working power. Tell us about it.
So there's been a big chasm of from the Titans. And let's throw in people even like Lester Sumrall in there.
Sure.
And for what these men have done, and women like Catherine Coleman, Amy Simple McPherson in the 30s, to today, where we've gotten more into teaching, preaching, other types of churches, that you're missing out on being proof producers.
Of course, we're moving away from it. So seldom do you ever see a miracle happen in church anymore.
Right. So the Apostle Paul says, I come to you not just with man's wisdom, mm-hmm. but demonstration and power. I think that part of my assignment, because mm-hmm. we're all given assignments,
sure.
is to teach about the miracle mentality. That we can believe in miracles, and then you begin to expect miracles, and then you become a miracle, right?
Yeah.
And then you begin to release miracles.
Wow.
See, we should not just be looking for miracles, we should be miracle releasers.
Wow.
And when you become a miracle releaser, your whole life will change, because then it's not singular. See, a lot of Christians think singular. It's about me.
Right.
My breakthrough, I got favor, favor's not fair. Okay, that's all beautiful.
Right.
But we have a world that's in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a large percentage of the world that is under the poverty line. Mm. They're making the equivalent of $2.50 a day.
That's true.
Okay? So let's start thinking miracles. Let's start thinking breakthroughs. Because miracles are not just in the physical, as you know. When you get a miracle mentality, you start thinking different financially,
sure.
family-wise, breakthroughs that's in right. every area of your life.
And so is it a mindset?
For it the is person, a mindset.
For the person that's watching, they're hearing you.
It's a mindset.
They're so broken down. Their circumstances are real.
Yes.
They can't imagine the place that you're talking
I
about.
I think I can get anybody, and you put them with me for 7 days straight, their whole mind will shift. Because everybody has a mentality. Mentality is a frame of mind or mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset creates your mood set.
Mm, say that again.
Your mindset creates your mood set.
So how we think,
how you think
shapes
the way you feel.
Wow.
So the fact that I was raised poor in Compton, California, it would be so easy for my mindset to create my mood set and say, this is my life. But instead, I begin to renew my mind. I was thinking big in small places. When we had seven people in a two-bedroom house, I was already Tim Story in my brain. I was out there.
You could see it already.
I could see it already.
Wow.
So the mentality, everybody has one. So maybe your mentality is the sky is falling, or I keep choosing the wrong people, or I guess I'll be sick forever.
People that are watching, all they're surrounded by are the circumstances that
right.
they wake up and face every day. And you're saying, give me 7 days.
Give me 7 days with somebody.
7 days with someone who has seen what you describe on this program, and I can change the way you think. That'll change how you feel and how to overcome, how to achieve, how to get to that place that the Bible says the promises of God are stored up for me. Am I right?
Right.
Tell me about this.
It's called the School of Miracles.
School of Miracles.
And what I've done is I've taken you from the fact that, number one, he's a miracle worker.
Mm.
That's what the children of Israel were taught. They sang songs in the night. Psalm 77 talks about. So they were taught to have a miracle mentality.
Wow.
That God did three things. He blesses, he guides, he delivers. What are people always wondering about? Will God bless me? Well, they were taught that mentality. Will God guide me? They were taught that mentality. Will God deliver me? They were taught that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when God comes to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, he's basically saying, hey, where's your miracle mentality?
Wow.
Somebody pickpocketed your way of thinking.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
I get it.
Your mindset creates your mood set. People know that I work with some of the biggest stars in the world.
Sure.
But what do I do with them? And some of them didn't even start as Christians. I helped change their mindset
wow.
of what God can do. See, because a lot of us feel unable. People say, I've been through a divorce, so therefore I'm unable.
Right.
Or I was bankrupt, I'm unable. See, wherever you are unable, God will enable your unables and make you able.
Wow, so suddenly you're operating in the power of God, which is limitless.
Yes.
Will this 7-day journey with you help me deal with depression?
Of course.
Shame.
Yes.
Addiction.
Because it's all God bigger than you. If you begin to see him as the miracle working God, all of a sudden everything shifts.
Wow.
Because for depression, then it's not just on you to escape.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
For financial challenges, it's not just you to escape.
So then why people watching not see that, Tim? Why do we spend a lifetime searching everywhere except in that one place?
Well, part of the thing is I think it's improper teaching that we're just so close but a little bit off. See, there is a standard of good that you could live and I can live. And we usually don't live that good because we don't know better.
Right.
So now today on this program, we're teaching people better.
Wow.
Now you know better.
We're challenging you, the viewer, to consider that where you are is not where God wants you to be.
There's another way to live.
God has a plan then. As I'm listening to you and I am struggling maybe with arthritis, right? Or, you know, my back hurts so bad I can't get out of bed in the morning. Or, you know, I'm maybe struggling with something as simple as migraines, but it keeps me from being able to get through day to day today. What you're saying
is
God's power for healing is alive and well today.
Yes.
Number one. And number two, if I can receive breakthrough, delivery.
Yes.
If I can be delivered, God has a plan that I can now help deliver someone else.
And that's when life
am I understanding?
Yes, that's when life gets exciting. Anybody today can make a choice. Today I want to get good at cooking. Today I want to get better in exercise. Today I want to know more about miracles that I could change my life and change my family's life.
Wow.
Here's the great thing about God. You can go from nowhere. Like a famous person will come to me and they say, I feel nowhere. I feel out of it. I go, okay, that's great. Let's take you from nowhere to now here.
Wow.
See, the great thing about God is you can go from nowhere the last 22 years to now here.
Wow.
So now we're here and let's isolate the problem. Let's deal with the problem and let's look to a supernatural God to give us supernatural ideas to get out.
And you're saying, regardless of where they are, just like that, God can show up and show them where they need to
be.
And you're going to be there with us. So
yes.
It's not just me trying to figure it out on my own.
No.
God has sent you on assignment to help us discover the steps and take the steps to reach the place God promised for us. Am I right?
One thing I'm going to help them with is to get a revelation of God, the miracle, the miracle worker, the miracle working God, the great I am, okay? Through this School of Miracles.
So for people watching that are in the absolute worst place of their life, they're in what I would describe as the darkest night of the soul. You're saying, see where your life could be.
Yes.
If you understood that God can still perform a miracle in your life right now today. And now we're going to walk out the steps.
Let's walk out the steps.
So maybe I'm watching and I'm doing okay. Job's going okay. My marriage is going okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying God's got something even better for you.
Yeah, and you would know it because he told it to you while you're in your mother's womb.
explain. What do you mean?
See, while you're in your mother's womb, God has already spoken your destiny. So the destiny is in you. That's why kids come out of their mother's womb, and as they grow up, they say, I want to be a superhero. Little girls, I want to be a ballerina, because greatness is inside of them.
Wow.
It's things, people, circumstances, bad choices that stunt your growth.
Wow.
But the destiny speaks to you. It has a voice.
Wow.
See, your God idea speaks on the inside of you.
You could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Limitless possibility.
Yes.
Imagination that is what's necessary.
Yes.
And you're saying we can reignite that.
Right.
We can give you that revelation again. We can reawaken that giant inside you that God made you to be.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to blow you away. You're going to like this. I'm giving you some of my good stuff because I like you. Like to some hosts, I don't give them the good stuff. I like you. You go back to the first voice. Mm-hmm. The first voice that you heard when you're in your mother's womb is the voice of the Creator.
Oh! Oh!
So that's the first voice. So you believe that when you come out. See, little kids believe the first voice. The voice of miracles. The voice of utmost living.
I have never heard this preached before. The voice of the beyond. I have never heard this taught before.
Well, that's the truth. Because God is the God of beyond. Everything He does is beyond. So the first voice says, you can. So when I teach on the school of miracles, getting you back to a miracle mentality, I'm getting you back to the first voice.
Wow.
Before the voice of your ex messed you up, the voice of your boss who didn't like you, get back to the first voice.
No matter what's in front of you, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're feeling, discovering that voice again can change it all.
If I could get somebody to hear the first voice and stick with it, they are unstoppable.
Wow. So you have boiled down, basically,
yes,
the essence of this discovery,
mm-hmm,
into a school.
Yes.
To help me reconnect with the voice.
Yes.
Understand now how to get the conviction.
Yes.
And then the steps to move.
Right.
You know, people watching right now, I would submit, have a choice. They can choose to stay right where they are.
Yes.
To allow the devil to keep beating them up and, mm-hmm, robbing them of their joy and keeping them distracted,
yeah,
from the voice that matters most. Or they can decide right now that nothing is going to change unless they make a decision to make a change.
Yes. And it's going to change their life. But change their life now, for tomorrow, and for the future.
Thank you, Tim Story, for being on the show. We love you, and may God continue to bless you and what you're doing in lives all across the world. Thank you. You know, we all need a miracle every now and then in our life, right? Whether it's your job or your finances or a relationship or, I don't know, addictions, we sometimes need the supernatural of God to invade our life. That's why God is God. When we've come to the end of ourselves, when we've gone as far as we can go on our own, we need the Almighty to intervene, to do what only He can do. That's what a miracle is. But you know what? It starts with believing. And today you heard from an amazing guest, Tim Story, that challenged you and I to believe that there really is a God that can do these things that we see in the Bible. And you know, miracles are happening. Now, look, I've seen the news reports and I've seen the talk shows and they say, do miracles really happen? Well, show us a documented case, right? I get it. It's tough to believe that God can really do the impossible. But that is what faith is all about. That is what believing is all about. And let me say this. When you've done all you can do, what do you have to lose except to believe that God can do the impossible in your life? And you know, Tim's story made you and me a very special challenge today. He said, give me 7 days and see if your miracle can't come to pass. Let's do it.
Miracles. Do they exist? Do they really happen? Are they for today? If so, then why don't we see them? We pray, have faith, yet sickness and disease, divorce, job loss, and more wreck our lives. What we need right now is rescue, restoration, breakthrough. What we need is a miracle. Tim Story, author, teacher, inspirational authority, a man who knows the prevailing, working power of God, is saying to you right now that miracles are real and that God's divine intervention is available to you in just 7 days. But there's more. Tim Story reveals in this groundbreaking You Are a Miracle Releaser collection something more. God desires to perform a miracle for you, that you might release a miracle in the life of someone else. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these. John 14:12. Get ready to discover how, in only 7 days, your entire life can change. 7 days to change how you think, how you feel, where you are. 7 days to discover who you are in God and to the world. starting with the complete School of Miracles DVD. Tim Story reveals God's plan to perform a miracle, to show you how to believe God and His Word, to see faith explode into your circumstance and move mountains in your life right now. Learn the steps to experience the healing and restorative, miracle-working power of Jesus. Break strongholds, be delivered from sickness, financial worry, and see the supernatural force of God disrupt every single attack of the enemy in your life. Next, in the You Are a Miracle Releaser collection, you'll get Tim Story's signature series, where you'll discover three key messages that will eliminate shame, help you break free from addictions, give you insight, inspiration, and walk you through step-by-step practical spiritual strategy to get your mind, your mood, and your inner man set to release a miracle in the life of someone you love. Get today's offer for your generous love gift of only $40. And to encourage you to believe that God is ready to do the impossible in your life, Damon will give you, as part of your order today, at no additional charge, the one-on-one complete word activation system. Three DVDs that will walk you through how faith comes by hearing, how to speak the word over your life, and how to walk out the word for supernatural victory. This powerful collection is $20 sold separately, but yours free with your order today. Experience a miracle in your life and become a miracle releaser in the life of those you love. Our communicators are standing by, and remember, your gift today helps Damon continue to bring guests like the one you saw today each and every week. Call now.
Maybe you're struggling with making a decision on today's offer. That's why today's plus one, I think, is so important. And it's simple. Nothing in life ever built that's great, that's lasting, that's God-filled life happens without a little bit of risk. So I want to ask you to just take a step of faith today. Maybe you're saying, I can't afford this product. I get that. Maybe you'll say, I'll get it later. I understand that too. But I would challenge you that things could only get better if you just take one step of faith towards the life that God wants you to live. Take action now. I promise your life will be forever changed with this amazing collection. We'll see you next week. I'm Damon Davis. Thank you for being part of One-on-One.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.